Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, where are we beaming our satellites to now, Steve?
I believe we're going to our very own Glen Cannon. Hello, Glen, are you there?
Yeah, gentlemen, how we doing?
Hola.
Doing great, man.
Hola.
What are you doing?
Believe it or not, I am backline teching Third Eye Blind out in Yakima. They're sound checking in the background. Actually, they just crushed the cover of The Cure, To Be With You, I think that song's called. But yeah, anyway, that's what I'm doing, man. I'm working for SIR these days, so I am backline teching a killer show.
Okay, nice. I was going to ask you about that because Castle went to the last Guns N' Roses show here, and he's like, man, I'm looking on stage, and it's the way Castle puts it. He's like, I glance up, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, that's Glenn. He's like, wait a minute, it's goddamn Glenn on the Guns N' Roses stage. How long have you been doing this gig, man?
Well, I do all kinds of stuff, man. So the SIR gig is new just as of a couple weeks ago, but I know a lot of these guys, and it's amazing, amazing, crazy talented group of people. The GNR show, actually, I've known Aaron for a long, long time, and Aaron was opening that show and hit me up and asked if I would tech for him. So I went down, and, I mean, he's been really working hard. His guitars were pretty tattered and beat up, so I gave him some serious love. And they just made sure that his stuff was hanging out properly for him while they put on, like, a crushing opening set, man. They were so good. But that's what I was doing at the GNR show. So I'm up there teching and, like, hiding behind Guns N' Roses gear, and I get a text from Castle, like, did I just see you on stage?
Sweet. Glenn, I'm sure you've had a lot of great Seattle Rock moments. Anything that that comes to mind that was just, yeah, maybe you were starstruck or just a moment that you remember?
Oh, man. With Seattle Rock, it's interesting. I've gotten to do so many great things, man. There was a night, this is a good one. I was up at the Paragon doing an acoustic set with George Grissom from the band Counterfist, and Jerry Cantrell was there. We were working with Scott Olsen a little bit at the time, and Jerry was in town visiting with Scott, and I ended up doing a bunch of songs in front of like 25 people with Jerry, and it was a blast. He was an awesome guy. Played beautifully, you know, and it was one of those things early on. He's like, what am I going to play tonight? And I'm like, well, I was going to play a bunch of your stuff, but I can't very well do that now.
Did you not do it because he was there?
No. He had a good laugh. Like, I was really ribbing him. Then, like, George and I were alternating sets. So after he heard me play a set, I think he kind of went, oh, you know, that guy's okay at this. So afterwards, he's like, what all do you know? And I was like, Jerry, man, I know a ton of stuff. So we ended up doing No Excuses. We did Rooster. We did Brother. You know, I was ribbing him. We were both just having a lot of fun. Like, when we did No Excuses, he turned to me and he's like, how's it start? And I literally was like, dude, you know, you wrote the flipping thing. And he cracked up and we started running down the lyrics, like, really just ribbing each other and having a good time. And that was cool, man. It was a real low-key gig. There were like 15, 20 people there that were completely spazzing out because there's Cantrell. It was great. I got some photos of it. There was this girl that took a bunch of pictures that night. And I said, would you send me those? And she did. And there's all these great pictures of Jerry. And you can see like half my face, maybe a little bit of my hair.
Right.
Glenn, how old were you when you moved to Seattle?
Oh, man. I was in my – early 20s. I moved here in 97 or 98.
What's your favorite venue that you played in Seattle?
Oh, man. Probably Showbox Market, but I've done great shows at Soto. I've done the Moore, the Paramount, the Neptune. I mean, the Paramount show was really fun, but I mean, just, I think I really like Showbox Market, man.
I mean, it's hard to beat Showbox at the Market. I mean, to me, really, that's just like the room.
Yeah, I would agree. There's a great vibe about that place. But then, I mean, you know, I can remember for a long time when Pioneer Square was still really hopping. Like, I had some of the best times of my life at the Central, Doc Maynard's. I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that I deeply and truly miss Studio 7. That place.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yep.
Home.
Yep.
Now, Tracy and Nicole Moody are family, and I feel like when we lost Studio 7, it hurt, man. It was kind of like when we lost the Highway 99 Blues Club. It hurt. You know, I flinched. Some of the best times I ever had in my life, I think I had on stage or at shows at Studio 7.
I would have to agree with that, my
friend. Have you ever played Muckle Shoot Casino before?
Man, I haven't, but I think I might get to. Is that correct?
I believe so. I believe we have a gig scheduled for you on Sunday at the Men's Room World Tour, stop number 2 for 2024 at Muckle Shoot, starting at 2, ending at 5, and you and the Damage Done are coming down to provide the entertainment.
Yeah, man, we're going to have some fun. Louis, Jeff, and I kicked around a bunch of ideas. We're going to throw out some cool Seattle-based covers that I don't think anyone will expect, and just try and, you know, really give you guys a great show and entertain the hell out of everyone that comes out, man. So I'm really psyched. I'm looking forward to it. It's actually my birthday the 15th, so you guys are helping me ring in my birthday, man.
You should not have told us that, bro. You should not have brought that up.
Okay. How old are you going to be, Glenn?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dude, this is the big 5-0.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
That is a big one, man.
Yeah.
That really is a big one. Yeah. I'll be damned.
Yeah, and yet they still won't let me into most bars, and I'm not allowed to go see R-rated movies. I don't know what's going on, man.
Exactly.
Hey, Glenn, I mean, they let Glenn Campbell in.
Yeah, that's true. Do you mind the Miles that called you Glenn Campbell?
I did not call you Glenn Campbell.
You called him Glenn Campbell.
I came in here to do a promo, and it wasn't written down. And I said, Glenn Campbell, the Damage Done. I'm like, oh, my God. I was hoping you'd come out with Rhinestone Cowboy just to shut him up.
Hey, man, I can do that. Don't threaten me with a good time, man.
Look, Glenn, Thrill and I have been saying that. Like, don't – if you tell Glenn, he'll freaking learn it by Sunday.
Yeah.
No, man, my phone's been blowing up. Everyone's like, dude, Miles keeps – saying Glenn Campbell.
I did not. I said it once.
I was just howling, man, you know?
I said it once.
Yeah.
And not on the air.
Well, you know how it is with these text threads, man. It's a telephone game. It's like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Miles said you were suing Glenn Campbell. I'm like, what?
He's dead.
That's not what he said.
He's dead.
Miles said you were Glenn Campbell's illegitimate son. I'm like, no, he didn't, man.
Right. It's a tribute band.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Glenn, what's the most people you've played in front of? Because I know you and Miggs, you played with, oh, Christ.
Bruiser Brody?
No,
Numbers of Brody when you guys stepped in with yeah,
dude, we jammed with STP. I'm gonna say that was the most, but I think that was 14,000-15,000.
How crazy was that though, man? I mean, just see, I knew you guys were gonna do it, but just seeing you guys up there with those dudes, and I'm like, this is surreal.
Oh man, they were the most just grounded, wonderful human beings. It was just a really cool, even the day of, I'm like, this isn't going to happen. And then when it did, I was like, man, they're actually going to go through with this. But it was beautiful. I mean, they don't know Steve and I from Adam. And there's all this video out there. If you watch the video, you'll see Robert DeLeo walk up to me and say something to me right before we go. He walked up to me and he's like, hey, man, don't be nervous. And I was like, oh, dude, I'm not. You know, because it's one of those, like, I've been doing this my whole life, bro. Like, you know.
Did Dean let you play his parts, or did you just play along with him?
Gene and I played together, and honestly, we were having a blast. There's some great photos. I got over by him and started kind of shoving up against him. So he was like leaning on me, and I was leaning on him. And he screamed, yeah, into my ear so loud it rang.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. So Dean was ripping all this cool solo stuff, and I was just holding down the rhythm for him. And
Was Migs keeping okay time?
Oh, Migs crushed it, man. You know, I wanted to clear their deck as soon as I was done. So as soon as I got done, I kind of got off stage. But Migs is up there getting huge hugs from Eric Kretz. Like, you know, he knocked it out of the park, man. Oh, it was the coolest, dude. Just
that
really good
awesome
people. And what a cool thing for Steve and I to get to do. You know, it was good stuff, man.
Cool.
And then that, what, come together, you guys were doing the podcast and basically just said, like, we know your song or something like that. Like, it came together real simple, right?
Yeah, no, we were interviewing them on the Migscast, and it was the 30-year anniversary of Core. But me being me, I started nerding out with Dean about guitar tones, and then that turned into, well, you guys are players, right? And then it was, well, we should jam. And the next thing I knew, it was like, well, we should jam the White River Amphitheater. And Steve and I are like, okay.
That's crazy that a band says that.
But then they follow through on it.
Yeah, that's the amazing part.
They did. Well, and they said they wanted to jam. I was like, man, that's cool. We'll get together somewhere, have a couple beers, and jam, like in some little, you know, rehearsal space.
Yeah.
But they were like, no, get up and play one of our hits with us.
Right.
You know, and Jeff Goot's up there like, man, we've never done anything like this before, but we're going to give it a shot. And, you know, don't mess it up. And, yeah, Steve and I went for it and just had a riot.
It was awesome.
It was really fun, dude.
Glenn Cannon of the Damage done playing with us on
Sunday. I heard Glenn Campbell.
Muckleshoot Casino 205. I got to tell you, our events are absolutely free to the public. So we're going to pay you in Men's Room Beer Brats from Willie's Famous Sausage and Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Does that work for you and your crew?
That works just fine. I think Brats and Brews surely can't equal anything bad.
Sounds like the name of our next festival.
Yeah.
It's the name of my next record, man.
Brats and Brews. All right, Glenn, thanks so much, man. We'll see you Sunday at Muggleshoot.
Love you guys. See you
Sunday. All
right,
brother. Thanks so much, man.
I think we should add Brats.
Beers, Brats, and Brods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more B.
And Boobs.
And Boobs.
Four Bs. Just like a Mallard. Yeah. At the pool table.
Well, hey, you know, it's one of the rules of having people over or having a good, what was it, a party. You had to have like three of the four Bs.
Get all four.
Yeah.
Return of Ted versus the FCC coming up. Please go to KISW.com now. Give what you can for Smash, Seattle musicians access to sustainable health care as we celebrate Seattle Rock Day. And we get your emails coming up next to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.